In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today the Holy Church is celebrating the Transfiguration of the Lord. And it is a wonderful, bright holiday. As you can see, everything is in white. And the Lord, as it says in the Gospel, what we read today, the Lord's face has become as bright as the sun. Actually, the Holy Fathers explained to us that when the apostles looked at the Lord, then his face had shone, was brighter than the sun, and the sun become like a moon in that moment. And my beloved, the apostles were so happy, and of course they seeing the Lord, they recognized it with the Lord was also Saint Moses the prophet and Elijah, and they came and they talked to the Lord. They talked to the Lord about the suffering that the Lord will have to go through for us, for me and for you, because of his love. And but it was so wonderful for them to see the Transfiguration that the apostles, Saint Peter said, let us make a tent, for one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah, because they were so, it was so wonderful for them to be in the presence of the God and the glory that he has. And this is the glory that the Lord is offering for us to be able to see when we make it to the kingdom of heaven. Are we going to make it to the kingdom of heaven? This is the question we have to ask ourselves. Do we want to make it to the kingdom of heaven? That's the real question. And if we really want to make it, of course we'll make it. We'll make it because the Lord wants us to be there. But he doesn't want to put us in there without our own will. If we don't want to be with him, he's not going to force us to go with him, to him. But to be able to truly to be with him in the kingdom of heaven, we have to learn to find the Lord here on earth. We have to find him in our hearts. We have to truly start to pray, and pray in such a way that we will feel the presence of the Lord. And once we feel the presence of the Lord, you know, the same thing is going to happen to us as what happened to the apostles. They felt so good about being in the presence of the Lord. They did not want to leave that presence. They didn't want to lose the sight of the Lord as he appeared to them. And this is what we have to find in our heart. The kingdom of heaven is in your heart, said the Lord. And we have to really work on it to be able to, with faith, to take the Lord's, take the Lord into our heart, to really to start to pray, my beloved. When we say our prayers, and if we say our prayers as we feel it's our duty, we must say, the church says to us to do it, it's not good enough. We have to go further than that. We have to want to do it because we want to be in the presence of the Lord, because we want to see that Transfiguration in ourselves, that we want to be enlightened with the grace of God, that the God's grace will fill our hearts, and then we will be able to truly rejoice. And then nothing in this world, nothing, no sickness, no sorrows, no, nothing can dampen that joy that we will have once we have the Lord in our heart. And the Lord, again, wants to have everybody saved, but he is not going to force us. We must learn to love him. We must love him for what he had done. He had loved us so that he died for us, so that we will be saved. And as Saint John of Croatia says, there is nothing more important and more than what he had done already that can be done. And this is so It's up to us. It's up to us to acknowledge that and to love him in return. He loved us, as the apostle said, when we were great sinners, when we didn't pay attention to his being, when we just shun him, we just don't want to have any part of him, and he still loved us so much as to come and to die for us. And now he wants us to, in return, to learn to love him and to love him for what he had done for us. And if we love him with all our heart and soul and mind and thought, as the Lord commanded us in the commandment that he gave, then we will also be able to love our neighbor as ourselves, and we'll love ourselves, not the body, but the soul, the eternal soul. The body is nothing but earth. It's going to go into the earth, as the Holy Fathers tell us, and as the Lord tells us himself. And so this is not what we have to love. The body many times takes the side of our enemy and works against our soul, against our love for the Lord. It only wants to cling us to this earth and to hold on to the things of this earth and not to think about the heavenly thing. And yet the Lord, of course, our God, wants us to cling to him, and he is an eternal God. He is our Lord that has given us and sustains our life, and without him there is no life. There is no life in anything. We see the beautiful flowers here in the church by the icons, and these are all sustained by the Lord, as everything is sustained by the Lord. And our God is God of love, and this is what he wants to bestow upon us in our hearts, so that we will have that love, so we'll be able to love one another and stop being irritated and stop being filled with fears. St. John, the apostle who is called, nicknamed as apostle of love, he says, if we have love, then fear is all going to be gone. We will have no fear. And this is what the church wishes all of us to have the love for the Lord, so that all fears will be begone from us, so that we will not have any more fears. And all the fears, we must realize that the fears comes from the evil one. God is not giving us the fears. He doesn't want to rule us with fear. He wants to rule us with love. And that's why he has shown the love. And no, there is no greater love than what he gave to us and showed us. And this, he gave his life for our life. And we belong to him. And once we belong to him and we recognize his love, then we cannot help ourselves, but we'll love him in return. And then the evil one, who trying to put a fear into us and tries to make us go through hell, even here on this earth, he's going to shun away from us if he sees that we're filled with love. Because the love is the light that God gives us, his grace. And we're shining then inside ourselves, and that's very, very scorching for the enemy. And he will have no part of us anymore, and he will not bring us any fear. So let us cling to our Lord and God of love, that died for us. He sent his only begotten Son to die for us, and he watched him suffer, and knowing that he is doing that only to prove the love to us, so that we will be able to love him in return. Again, that's all he wants from us, is to be able to fill us with that wonderful, wonderful light that is not possible for us to explain here, because the only light that we can see, no matter how bright it may be, is the sunshine. And that seems to be bright to us, but that's going to be look like it's not bright at all in the when we see the Lord, our God, and then the beauty that he has created, and that there is in the whole world, is going to be so overwhelming that all the beauty of the world here and all the beautiful flowers and the sunsets and sunrises will all seem to be just dim compared to the beauty that the Lord has in store for us once we make it to be rejoicing with him. But again, my beloved, let's try to cling to our Lord, find Him in our heart and cling to Him and get the strength from Him to be able to go through the life and come to the point of meeting Him and once we leave this world. May God bless you and give you the strength to rejoice in the Lord. Amen.